If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode. Hey friends, welcome back to a new episode of the Healing Hormones Podcast. I'm Nina Boyce, your host, certified fertility awareness educator. And today I am going to be recording a solo episode for all of you because I really wanted to talk about the fear of starting fertility awareness method. I know that if you are choosing to get off of hormonal birth control or the IUD, there can be a lot of fear coursing through your body. Of course, number one, I'm sure there's the fear of not wanting to get pregnant. The reason that you may have gotten on birth control in the first place was because it was a really easy option to not have to think about pregnancy prevention. And I totally get that because I also used it throughout college and into my mid-20s. So I understand the idea of out of sight, out of mind, right? You take a pill in the morning or you have that IUD and you don't have to think about it, and it takes a lot of stress off of you. But if you are listening to this podcast right now, you probably have been intrigued with what other options you have. And that might be number one, because you're sick of being on hormones. Maybe you don't feel that great on them anymore. You're starting to notice that your body is reacting in ways that you're not a fan of, and you want to know what it's going to feel like if you get off of hormones, or maybe it's time to get the IUD out, or you're just struggling with heavy periods and cramping, and you're like, I just don't want this thing in me anymore. There are so many good reasons to decide that it's time to try a new method. And this is something that I hear often. I am prioritizing so many things with my health. I'm looking at what I'm eating. I'm trying to move my body in really supportive ways. I've been doing more things holistically, but I still have this hormonal birth control pill, or I still have this IUD in, and it just clashes with your current values. And that's absolutely okay, right? We all shift and our priorities shift throughout different phases and seasons of our life. But the point is, if your intuition has been saying, you know, I've really been looking at this other method, I think it's time to definitely debunk some of the fears that might be coming up for you. The first thing I've found is, you know, it's just not talked about enough. You know, FAM is just not a conversation in our doctor's offices. I know firsthand when I've mentioned, yeah, I actually teach fertility awareness method. So that's what I'm using right now, postpartum, for example. Sometimes I get an okay or one of those looks like, what, does she really know what she's talking about? I think the problem is, you know, our gynecologists just aren't educated on the method. And a lot of times it gets confused with the rhythm or the calendar method. And that is when people tend to get pregnant. Now, what is the rhythm slash calendar method? Well, that's when you're simply just using an app to track your period. So it assumes that you get your period roughly around the same time every month. And then it uses an algorithm to then determine, you know, when your fertile window is. But we know, especially if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, we know that cervical mucus is the only clue to when you are in your fertile window. And when you see a change in cervical mucus, that is exactly when you need to start being careful and knowing that, great, I'm probably going to ovulate within the next 4 to 7 days, take it or leave it. And so when you're on birth control, you don't get to experience that fertile window because of the way the hormones are designed. It changes the way your cervix responds to cervical mucus. And so you're not going to produce fertile quality. And you're also not going to see it like you would normally throughout your cycle. So one thing you might be thinking is like, well, how am I going to know? If you've been on birth control for a while, or if you have the IUD and it can also alter the cervix and the way it responds to cervical mucus, you just have to trust that once you transition off, your body is going to remember. But I digress. Let me go back to what I was talking about before. So in the doctor's office, they are taught that birth control is the most effective way of preventing pregnancy. And while it is highly effective, it is also 99% effective, so is fertility awareness method. And I think sometimes they get it confused with the rhythm or the calendar method because they've seen so many women who try to get off the pill or whatever, and they're tracking their cycle, they're using an app, and maybe they say they're using fertility awareness method and they end up pregnant. And that's just giving the method a really bad rap because a lot of times they're not looking at cervical mucus. There is a true method to learning how your body is giving you fertile and infertile clues every day. And it just takes learning that, whether you choose to self-learn or you work with an instructor. And I think that the more we really say, you know what, fertility awareness method is 99.9% effective. It is the same effectiveness as birth control. It is more effective than a condom if we're using it correctly. Then the language is going to enter our OBGYN's office and they're going to start learning that, hey, a lot of women are choosing to go this route now. Maybe we should look into it and really realize that the research is supporting FAM as an effective method of birth control. So I know it's discouraging when you leave the doctor's office feeling like you can't trust it or that they're pushing something else, but I'm here to tell you that there really is a community of women out there and instructors out there who are trained, who have the information, and who know that this is a method that can work for you. Another very, very common fear is, what if all of my symptoms come back? So maybe you have chosen to take the pill because you had really horrible periods. You had really terrible cramping, heavy bleeding, and there's this deep-rooted fear that, well, once I take it out of my life, it's all going to come back, and what am I going to do? The beauty of taking that risk is that you will now know what might be causing those heavy periods or that heavy cramping, and then you're able to address it. And of course, you know, it's going to be helpful if you're working with an instructor or you're working with a coach that can help guide you in those areas. But I think it's a beautiful thing when you know that your body is giving you very specific signs that there's something that needs to be addressed. And you now have the ability to do that. In addition to just being able to listen to what your body is trying to tell you, when you're tracking with fertility awareness method, you are giving yourself very specific data and clues as to what's going on. So every single day, you're assessing your body's biomarkers. Biomarkers are, number one, cervical mucus, your basal body temps, luteinizing hormone testing, and that's only for a short period of the cycle, like 4 to 5 days within that fertile window. But you're also getting clues about the heaviness of your period, what it looks like, color, all of these things you mark in your chart. And that is giving you so much information on hormone levels. If you're bleeding heavily, we know there's something going on with estrogen and the body isn't detoxing estrogen well. If there's clotting or if it's super dark colored, we're like, we need to support that liver because her liver is having a hard time processing and getting rid of estrogen. Or maybe we need to support gut health because she's not going to the bathroom every day and we need to get that estrogen out of the body. When we're able to track our body's signs on a daily basis, we can then get really, really curious about what our body needs, what supports that it needs. If your body isn't producing sufficient amounts of cervical mucus, for example, you know, that could be for a multitude of reasons. Number one, if you remember to what I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, our cervix responds to rising and falling levels of hormones, both estrogen and progesterone. And with that, it stimulates the production of both fertile and infertile mucus. And so when you're on birth control, hormonal birth control specifically, your cervix is not responding in the same way. So when you get off, it's going to take time. It's going to take time for your brain, your your ovaries, your cervix to remember how to produce CM and then how to function under the influence of your natural hormones again. And so with that, you have to be patient. You have to give your body time. And I like to say around 3 to 7 months is a good gauge of when you'll start to see regular CM again. But if you're not producing enough in general, that also points to deficiencies perhaps in estrogen or estrogen detox. And so I think it can be a really, really beautiful thing to be able to start to play detective with your own body. One of the first questions I'm asked when somebody is interested in using fertility awareness method is, what kind of thermometer should I buy? And hands down, my top favorite thermometer is TempDrop. And you've probably heard me talk about it before. I am the biggest fan of TempDrop for so many reasons. First, it's a wearable thermometer. So you don't have to worry about waking up at the same time every day. You don't have to worry about if you had a rough night's sleep, or maybe you worked late, or you drank the night before, or any other variable that can disrupt your basal body temps the morning of, especially if you are a new mom and you're still waking up in the middle of the night. TempDrop is such a fantastic resource when you're trying to start fertility awareness method again. So with TempDrop, you put the device on your arm right before bed and it takes the most accurate temperature throughout the night. So all you have to do when you wake up is pop that temperature into your favorite charting method or sync it to your app and you are good to go. The best thing about TempDrop is it's backed by science. It uses the latest scientific knowledge to bring you an accurate method of cycle tracking and helping you identify when that fertile window is over. It also has zero radiation, which I know is a big question and concern for people wearing these devices overnight. So I love that. And of course, it's safe and non-invasive. So if you are looking to get started with fertility awareness method, or maybe you already have gotten started and you're just really tired of taking your temp orally in the morning, I highly encourage you to try out TempDrop. And you can use my code NINA12 to get 12% off your purchase. Again, that's code NINA12 for 12% off, and we will link that code in the show notes for you. I cannot wait for your fertility awareness method charting to get that much easier. Let me know if you try it. I love it, and I hope you do too. So while it's not always easy or perfect, you can learn how to support your period symptoms off the pill. And this is truly the beauty of having options, right? Choosing the route that's best for you. I think that it might seem like I'm only pro fertility awareness method, but that's actually not true. I am so grateful that we have hormonal birth control and we have the IUD for women that need that resource that fits their lifestyle for that specific season. I mean, like I mentioned earlier in the episode, I also was on birth control throughout college and my early mid-20s. But I think that there is a point in time where it's just not working for us anymore. And that's okay. And that's when we need to know that we have other options. Again, this is the beauty of having the information and the awareness that there's something else out there that could work for you. And with that said, it really is all about body awareness. What if you felt empowered to learn how your body and fertility actually functions instead of just feeling left in the dark? And I know firsthand, when we walk into our doctor's office, sometimes we ask questions and we just don't get the answers that we want. And we feel like there's a piece of the puzzle missing. There's something about our body that we instinctively feel we should know, or maybe we do intuitively know, but we just need some help remembering, or we need some guidance. And that's what fertility awareness education does. It gives you all of that information you truly should have learned in fifth grade sex ed, And it's empowering you then to understand your body signals, your fertility clues, and then make the best decisions. So learning about how your cycle works, how your hormones function throughout the four phases, understanding what various symptoms mean, what your period tells you, all of these things really help you make the best decision for your body and also for your fertility goals, because then you're able to decide, you know what, I'm going to use this information to prevent pregnancy. This is the route I'm going to take. These are the barrier methods I'm going to use or not use. Or, you know, I'm going to use this information now as pregnancy prevention, but then in about a year or 2 years, I want to use it to get pregnant. And the beauty of that as well, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know, in a couple of years, I do want to try to conceive, or within the next 5 years, I know that I'm going to want to try to conceive. What a wonderful thing to be able to get the body off of the pill and listen to what it's telling you. Get that body back in balance in preparation for conception. And I want to remind you that you absolutely don't have to do this alone. So I know it's scary. I know that, especially if you are not wanting to get pregnant, it can feel like you are alone in this information, or you're struggling with information overload. Where do you start? What devices do you use? What charting method do you use? Should you use an instructor? Should you self-teach? I mean, there's so many questions. There also, of course, is that deep down fear of, well, what if I'm that 1% that gets pregnant, right? Remember that there's also that 1% that gets pregnant on birth control, okay? Just putting that out there. But there are so many of these things that can feel really scary when you're trying a new method alone. And then, of course, if you're looking for more structured guidance, there is Luna, my online fertility awareness course, where you work through the information at your own pace. And then there's a 3-month membership that goes along with it. And the reason I have the 3-month membership is because it takes about 3 cycles to start to learn and build patterns with fertility awareness method. It takes your follicles 90 days to mature. And so that's why 3 months is a pretty good gauge of when you're going to start to see a pattern. Hopefully, you'll start to see some good quality cervical mucus around 3 months, but be patient, because remember, it can take at least up to 7, sometimes up to a year. But 3 months is a great time to have someone by your side so that you can ask questions while you're learning. And then, of course, have a community of other women that are doing this too. I know that there are quite a few ladies out there that feel like within their community, they are the only one thinking about this. Every single one of their friends is on birth control still, which again is totally fine, right? But even like their parents or their moms are like, well, why wouldn't you just stay on the pill? You know, it seems like every woman in their life is on birth control because, of course, that's what we know. And so it can feel very isolating to be the one to step out and try something new. And with the 3-month membership, you are then with a community of women who are doing the same thing. And hey, it's all about getting this information out to a wider audience. So if you're the one that's stepping out to try fertility awareness, maybe then you can be the person in your community to be like, hey, this worked for me and I really liked it. Maybe you want to try it too if you're thinking about getting off of hormonal BC. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of these fears and things that hold people back from starting the method. And of course, I'm always here. If you need a little bit of comfort or you want to chat about it, you can just DM me on Instagram at nourishedwithnina or send me an email, nourishedwithnina@gmail.com. I'm happy to listen to what you've been struggling with and help guide you and see if FAM is the right option for you, or if maybe you are feeling good and cozy with the birth control route you're currently on. I'm happy to help you decide that. And if you're curious about Luna, I do have a free training. It's going to be linked in the show notes. You can start there, watch the free training, and then see if Luna sounds like a good next step for you. If you want that structure, all of the materials you need to be successful with FAM, and then, of course, that 3 months of support, you can check out Luna and always message me with questions. I would love to support you. All right, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this quick solo episode today, and I cannot wait to talk to you next Monday with a new guest, and I'll see you soon.